Changing capacity. Since capacity cannot be changed instantly, the operation strategy must decide the timing of capacity changes and the size of the increments with which change will be made. Timing of capacity change. There are three generic approaches to timing changes in capacity: the lead capacity strategy, the lag capacity strategy, and the tracking capacity strategy. The lead capacity strategy is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows: adding capacity to a resource in anticipation of increased future demand. This is done to ensure the ability to satisfy market demand when increase occurs. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the lag capacity strategy as follows: not adding capacity until the firm is operating at or beyond full capacity. This keeps unit costs minimized by working at full capacity, but does not satisfy total demand. In the tracking capacity strategy, or smoothing strategy as operation strategy calls it, capacity is added incrementally when demand cannot be met by current capacity and accumulated inventories. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a tracking capacity strategy as follows: adding capacity in small amounts to attempt to respond to changing demand in real time the marketplace. This approach may satisfy total demand and help minimize unit costs, but it can be difficult in some situations to add incremental amounts of capacity, especially if the facility has no more space available. These approaches are shown in Exhibit 1-53 and Exhibit 1-54. The operations following the lead approach in Exhibit 1-53 begin to increase capacity before the point at which capacity meets demand, perhaps when a defined inventory point has been reached. The operations applying the lag strategy increase capacity when this point has been reached. All inventory has been exhausted. Exhibit 1-53, lead and lag approach to changing capacity. In Exhibit 1-54, inventory is accumulated during the periods of overcapacity. This inventory is used to cover the periods of undercapacity. When inventory is depleted, inventory is increased. Exhibit 1-54. Tracking capacity strategy approach. Lead capacity is often used in the hotel/entertainment industry since capacity is hard to change later. Low-cost providers of things like commodities often use the lag strategy because efficiency is necessary when margins are low. The tracking strategy is often used when there is supply flexibility, such as if there is readily available contract manufacturing. Machine shops often fit in this category. Each approach has advantages and disadvantages. These are listed in Exhibit 1-55. Operations strategy notes that an organization's decisions about the timing of capacity change are often affected by its financial objectives and opportunities. Adding capacity is capital intensive, and decisions can be based on objectives about near-term versus long-term profitability. Planning increments of capacity change. Capacity can be increased in small or large increments. Again, each has advantages. Increasing capacity in large increments creates overcapacity until demand has increased. This increases unit costs. On the other hand, a larger operation offers greater economies of scale. Increasing capacity in multiple small increments is a more flexible approach that decreases the amount of overcapacity. In addition, it provides some protection against an overly optimistic demand forecast. The inaccuracy of the forecast is likely to be detected before the next unit of capacity is added. Exhibit 1-56 illustrates the problem with overcapacity when capacity is increased in large increments. On the left side, operations will be increased in three steps to reach a forecast demand of 3,000 units. Overcapacity in each step is the difference between total capacity at that stage, 1,000, 2,000, or 3,000 in current demand. In each case, there is an excess capacity of 500 units. On the right side, operations has increased capacity in one step, moving directly to 3,000 units. Overcapacity in this case will be greater over the planning period, 2,500 units in the first year, 1,500 in the second, and 500 in the third. The latter option might still be the preferred choice, depending on factors such as single-stage construction costs being lower or a strategic decision to be able to capture more market share if demand were to increase faster than the current forecast. Of course, plans can be more nuanced, such as increasing the size of the plant's physical space footprint in one large leap, but adding equipment to that plant in smaller increments. Exhibit 1-56. effects of size of capacity increase on overcapacity.